Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Precious name. I had powerhouses of God go before me, and I had powerhouses of God following. So I'm not going to be with you long. Listen with me as I read from John 19, 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, I don't ask you to speak to your neighbor very often. But if you can help me out by saying to your neighbor, neighbor, to fulfill the scripture, he said. Thank you very much. Now for the next 6.5 minutes, I want to bring you the message. I want to bring you the message, fulfill the scripture.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, let your word be just as true to us as it is to you. In Jesus' name, amen. In this, the fifth of the last statements of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he hung on the cross, we have three simple words depending on your Bible translation. I am thirsty, or I thirst in the King James. These words, not in and of themselves, contain deep revelation, but they are indeed Holy Ghost inspired. These simple words you might hear a child express when they want some juice or some other beverage.
Yeah.
But if we read these words in context, we come to understand that at this moment, Jesus wasn't necessarily thirsty. The text reads, that scripture might be fulfilled, he said. To understand what Jesus was doing, we have to find the scripture he was actually fulfilling. And we find this scripture in Psalm 69, the 21st verse to be exact. In that passage, it reads, "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." The motive for his statement was not for the purpose of requesting to satisfy a need for liquid refreshment as he was nearing the point of death. See, the Apostle John's commentary in retrospect reveals that Jesus' purpose in this brief statement was to trigger an event prophesied hundreds of years prior concerning his messianic mission, concerning the plans God laid before, long before this scene was to be played out. It was unlikely that at the time anyone knew the significance of this brief request. King David, even not knowing himself, that he made this prophetic statement in that 21st verse of the 69th Psalm that foretold of this event. To really understand what Jesus was doing, we need to recognize when God does something, he speaks. He speaks. In the beginning, when God created the world, we read in Genesis 1, his first words were, "Light be." And light was. In fact, there's been light ever since. If we continue to read in the creation account, we find that repeatedly God said, "Let there be." And in every result, there was. And then the seventh day, it concludes by saying God rested from all his work. As we see, all he did was speak. But as we also see, his speaking seemed to work everything out. Fast forward. Let's fast forward. Let's fast forward to Jesus' early ministry. We have a Roman centurion who sought out the Lord for the healing of one of his servants. And he appeared to be very familiar with the power of God's word. Perhaps even from this Genesis account. He understood that the power and authority of speaking, requesting Jesus, not for him to physically lay hands or do anything like that, but to just say the word, and my servant shall be healed.
Amen.
And as a result, this centurion, he was commended for his great faith. See, that Roman centurion understood that the written word is powerful, but power must be released. The power of Scripture is made manifest when we speak it out of our mouths. See, when Jesus was on that cross to fulfill the Scripture, he said, to trigger an event, he released power from his mouth. And when we're bearing our cross to fulfill the Scripture concerning our situation, the question is, what will we say? By his stripes, I am healed. Fulfill the Scripture. Not by power, but by might, says my spirit. Fulfill the Scripture. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Fulfill the Scripture. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Fulfill the Scripture. He keeps me in perfect peace because my mind stays on him. Fulfill the Scripture. I wait on the Lord and he renews my strength. Fulfill the Scripture. He will bless me, and I will be a blessing, and he will make my name great. Fulfill the Scripture. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Fulfill the Scripture. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Fulfill the Scripture. The blessing of the Lord shall come upon me and overtake me. Fulfill the Scripture. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Fulfill the Scripture. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. Fulfill the Scripture. He opens the windows of heaven and pours out a blessing until it overflows. Fulfill the Scriptures. I will not be discouraged. I will not be afraid. For he will be with me wherever I go. Fulfill the Scripture. He has plans to prosper me, to give me a future and a hope. Fulfill the Scripture. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fulfill the Scriptures. Amen.